Hello and welcome. You are now listening to the Child Development Chronicles, a podcast run by Professor Anselmi at Trinity College that answers questions that parents might have about their child's development. The characters in this podcast are fictional, but all the information provided is based on extensive research completed by Trinity College students in the Child Development 295 class. This specific session will cover the topic of emotional development.
Have you noticed your son or daughter suddenly acting out in ways they never have before? What is this all about? Where is it coming from? Is it just a phase? Is it something you as a parent did? How should you be reacting? Are there negative consequences? Should and when should you seek professional help? These probably are some of the many questions running through your head. I'm Dr. Gilbertson, and this podcast is going to address all these questions and more to help you understand and tackle these issues with your child. All right, let's begin with the basics. What is emotion regulation? Emotion regulation refers to a person's ability to effectively identify the emotions they feel in a particular situation and then control their expression of these emotions. Understanding how to help our children develop healthy emotion regulation strategies is important because it affects their social life, how well they do in school, their mental health, and so much more. Today we welcome Kelly and Dan, a couple whose son has recently been displaying some unusual behavior. Welcome, Kelly and Dan.
Hello, Dr. Gilbertson. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, we are very happy to be here.
Of course. So explain to me, what sort of unusual behavior has your son been displaying?
Our oldest child, Michelle, has always been well behaved. She's 12 now, and we never experienced any emotional outbursts from her. Travis, our second child, just turned 5 and has always been a well behaved kid. However, recently, he just hasn't been himself.
For instance, last Tuesday, I asked him to put his plate in the sink for me. Usually, he's good about doing this without me asking. However, this time he asked why he needed to and then continued on, refusing to put his plate in the sink. Then I threatened to take away his dessert and put him in a timeout if he didn't listen to me, and he proceeded to throw his dish in the sink. The plate shattered.
I got so upset watching how Travis was treating his father. I started to yell and I asked him why he couldn't just be more like his sister. I ended up sending him to his room and took away his video games.
Wow, that situation seemed to escalate very quickly.
Yes, my reaction was to immediately punish him. I have no idea how we should be reacting to him when he acts out that way. Is there a positive way I should be responding?
Well, most parents' first reaction, naturally, is just to get angry with the child. However, studies show that this is not an effective technique. Instead, it might actually worsen the child's behavior. If you react to a child acting out by acting out yourself, you are reinforcing the child to keep acting out. If you instead remain calm when addressing Travis's acting out, he is much more likely to calm down.
That makes a lot of sense. It's just hard for me to remain calm when he speaks to us like that. Do you have any suggestions of how we could address his behavior instead?
First, you need to recognize your own emotional state. It is likely, as you said, that your initial feeling is going to be anger. It is crucial at this point to take a minute to calm yourself down. If you react or fight back, it is likely you will induce more anger in the child, and he will just continue to fight with you. Once you feel calm, you should start to communicate openly about what just happened with your child. Discuss with him why he felt he needed to behave like that. Young children really struggle to understand their own emotions, and if they feel like they have someone who can guide them through these confusing feelings, it is going to make a world of a difference. Lastly, teach Travis how to control his intense and difficult emotions so he can embrace them whenever they rise up.
I can see how yelling at him isn't helpful. I feel like his behavior is all our fault. Do you think it's something we're doing wrong?
It's not your fault at all. There are many things that parents can do that affect their children's behavior without the parents even knowing. Young children have a tendency to mimic their parents' facial expressions. Not only do they mimic facial expressions, but they also begin to experience the emotions that are linked with these expressions. For example, if Travis saw on your face that you were expressing anger, it is likely that he just started to mimic these expressions and might have even started to feel this anger more intensely. Instead of displaying anger on your face like you did in your situation, try to keep your expressions calm and establish a relaxed environment.
I didn't even realize something as basic as our facial expressions could be having an effect on him.
I also noticed that you punished Travis and took away his TV and video game privileges. Is this a common threat you use?
Yes. Is that wrong?
Excessive reprimanding might start to make your reprimands meaningless. Instead of just punishing him and then letting it go, it will be more beneficial to try to sit down with him and discuss why he acted out. If you decide to punish him, it will be much more effective if it's part of a discussion.
That's very true. We never really make a point of sitting down and discussing with Travis when he is acting out and how he is acting. I just don't understand why he can't behave more like his sister, Michelle. We have never had any problems with her. If I raised both my children the same, why does Travis act differently?
When it comes to emotional development, there are big differences in terms of temperament and coping strategies. It is important to understand that your children are two different individuals. Even if you raise them the same, they are going to react differently and have their own emotional experiences. Some children often express their emotions by bottling them up. However, something that might be causing there to be such a drastic difference between your two children is gender.
How does gender make a difference in emotional development?
Girls are better able to retain emotional experiences than boys, so they often can adapt in a more timely fashion. Girls have greater emotional expressivity with positive emotions and internalize negative emotions, whereas boys express anger and stress more often. Young girls also tend to be less impulsive and act out less often than younger males.
I didn't realize that gender can play such a big role. I always compare Travis to Michelle. I think I really need to pay attention to the fact that they are two different people, and I can't expect them to have the same emotional responses.
I noticed in the story you told earlier that you told Travis you wish he could be more like his sister. By comparing Travis to his sister, you make him feel that you favor his sister and could make him feel inadequate. Studies have shown that shame and guilt have also been associated with outbursts in childhood.
You are right. We can be so hard on him sometimes. The last thing I would want is to make him feel unloved. I'm also concerned because not only has Travis been acting out at home, just last week I received a call from Travis's principal about his behavior in school. He shoved one of his classmates off the swing. When the teacher tried to speak to Travis about it, he lied and then called the classmate a series of names. We've been called about his behavior at school twice now. It is so concerning to us that his behavior isn't just happening at home, but also at school. His teacher says he thinks it's just a phase.
Studies have shown that children become more emotionally regulated as they get older. Parents can expect to see some emotional intensity when it comes to children expressing themselves. We can expect to see emotions begin to settle as the child gets older. There also was a huge spark in emotional outbursts during the terrible twos and also the terrible fives.
So we can just count on the fact that this phase will pass?
Yeah, the phase might pass. However, it is important to still address any concerns you have about his behavior and to take any steps you can to prevent it from happening again in case it's not a phase. There are potential negative consequences that could develop if this behavior continues unchecked.
What kinds of negative consequences?
Well, it's hard for individuals to think appropriately when intense and negative emotions take over. As a result, a child's ability to learn might be impaired. In terms of behavior, individuals who cannot control their impulses also might make poor decisions. Lack of emotional regulation more often leads to problems of conduct and difficulty in developing peer relationships.
If my child's behavior isn't just a phase and I am struggling to cope with the behavior, is there any way for me to know when to seek professional help?
If you focus on being patient with your child, sympathetic towards his feelings, and you feel you've been a reliable parent and your child is still acting out, you might want to reach out to a professional. Also, if your child is entering into later years of adolescence and his outbursts are not similar to other children his age, it may be necessary to seek out an expert.
I definitely don't feel that's where we are yet with Travis, but definitely something to keep in mind moving forward.
I hope our discussion today has been helpful and informative for you. I wish you both the best of luck moving forward with your son. Thank you again for joining us today.
I definitely feel like we are more confident in how to respond to Travis when he has his emotional outbursts. We hope to see a lot of change. Thank you so much.
Thank you all for tuning in today to learn more about how you can implement these strategies into possible situations you might be running into with your own child at home. Again, this is Dr. Gilbertson, always here to address all your emotional regulation questions. Bye now.